So Jay, I have an interesting story I need to tell you. And by the way, Jay Manalo, everybody, the great, the scary Jay Manalo. Jay, what's up, brother?
What's up? Kumusta ka na?
Yeah, I know.
Basketball.
Yeah, basketball. And that's the story I want to tell here before we get into anything else, no, Jay. So I was just telling this to Alex Calleja yesterday or last episode here about I'm excited to have you here because I've always considered you a good friend. Like, man, I fucking love Jay Manalo. Like, I love this guy. And the reason why I love you so much is because I'm scared of you. So nagba-basketball tayo, no, Jay? Palagi may basketball. So I've always wanted to be on Jay's team. Tapos, if I passed you the ball and nakashoot ka, ngingiti ka sa akin, and I'm like, oh, not kinikilig ako in that way, but kinikilig ako because Jay Manalo, yung pinakasigang guy in showbiz, just smiled at me. So if you can tell, I don't know if you could tell, but now that we're older guys and we could be a bit more honest, sobrang sipsip ako sa'yo every time we saw each other. Like, oy, so Jay, love you. Because you're the scariest. And hindi ka naman asshole, di ba? Hindi ka naman douchebag. Hindi ka naman war freak. You're not, it's just, there was something about you na sobrang cool, sobrang siga, sobrang, takin pag napaaway tayo, I need you on my team. There was all of that combined into one guy. Yung parang pinaka-idol na. And I was so scared and I wanted you so much to like me. I wanted Jay to like me so bad. So every time we played basketball, I always pass you the ball. And you're a fantastic basketball player. So every time nakashoot ka, ngiti ako kasi you smile back at me. Like, oy, good pass. I'm like, ay, takin na. Sabi ni Jay man. I would do that. So I wanted to be honest with you early on here before we start the show. That's my feelings about you.
I'm sorry.
That was my feelings. That was my feelings about you. I was a big fan, but scared. But I was happy you were my friend.
Kasi nung time na percent kita nakasamang paglaro, ako kasi pag nasa team ko, ayokong sinasaktan ng mga kalaban.
Yeah.
Ng mga ano eh. I mean, let's get physical about basketball. Pero not to the extent na yung intentionally.
Yeah, yeah.
Eh nakikita ko, tal na meron tayong kalaro, no? Hindi ko nababanggitin yung name, pero alam ko sinaktan pa. So, sabi ko, sige, wait lang to. Pag turnaround nito, ako naman, binawiyang ko siya dahil sinaktan ka niya.
Let's just see who it is. This is
basketball court. Tapos na natatandaan ko pa.
This is 12 years ago, Jay. This is 13 years ago. We can say who it was. Who was it? Who was the guy that ginantian? I'm sure okay naman sa kanya. It so much time has passed.
Yes. I think it's hindi ko matandaan. Bernal. Anak ni Roel. Ni Sarina.
Bernal. Yeah.
Yung matangkad na mistisong.
Yeah. Fuck, I forgot. Yeah.
Sinaktan ka nun. Tapos, yun nga, medyo na-appreciate mo naman yung
ito
ako. Kasi alam ko naman, the reason na sinaktan ko siya, nung napatingin, nasaktan ko na siya, naramdaman niya, tinignan kita kung parang eye contact lang tayo. No? Okay na yan? Napawin na nagantay na kita?
Yeah.
Parang ganun. Tapos, since then, binigyan mo pa nga ako ng jersey, Lakers.
Yeah. Anything I could do for you, Jay, you know I'm going to be there because, again, I was happy you were my friend. I was so happy. And every time we played, I wanted to make sure you were on my team. Kung team captain ako, you would be the first guy I pick every single time just because you're good at the game, but you're tough and you're a good friend. I wanted to share the story here on the show before we start. But anyway, welcome to the podcast. It's nice to have you here. First time, Jay, that you've been on the show in all the years that I've been here. I know you got a new movie out, and I want to talk about it a little bit. But we're also going to take calls from people all around the world who want to pick your brain. And, you know, we'll just talk about life. I think it'll be a lot of fun. But before anything, kasi lalabas na yung movie mo in like 3 days, right? It's called Mahjong Nights. You're in this with Angeli Kang, Sean De Guzman, of course you, Mickey Ferriols, Arnel Ignacio, who's been on this show, Maricel Morales. I mean, it's a it's a hot drama, as they say, right? Hot, sensual, very sexy type of movie. But is it action? Is it comedy? Is it like what kind of movie are you in here with Mahjong Knights?
It's a suspense. Meron siyang mix siya ng meron siyang comedy
yeah.
side na pagkaya naglalaro na yung sila. Siyempre, knowingly nga si Arnel, siyempre yeah. siya yung medyo magigipit ng comedy side. And the drama itself, yung mismong bida natin, si Angeli
yeah.
Kang,
yeah.
Torn siya between her mother and I'm a stepdad only.
Yeah, yeah.
Parang siya, I'm a provider. Yung action naman yan, the last part of it na.
Yep.
Yung latter part of the movie. So, yun yung summary, ano namin, yung, call it yung habulan na namin.
When,
na yung medyo, so mix siya ng ano.
When did you guys shoot this movie? Like tell me what it's like shooting a movie habang may pandemic. Like obviously Pilipinas has have an extended lockdown compared to you know mas mga ibang bansa, diba? So what is it like shooting a movie like this in the middle of a global pandemic? And when did you shoot it?
A month ago.
Yeah.
More than a month. Siguro mga 1 month and a half na. Medyo ano siya okay naman na yung ano man yung pamamaraan paano mag-shoot kasi nga they call it a lock-in bubble
yeah.
ano
yeah.
Shoot bubble yeah. lock-in shooting. So instead of yung before nung wala pang pandemic na nagkakaroon ng mahabang proseso para matapos yung isang movie
yeah
nagiging ano siya nagiging paiksi na lang siya kasi nga wala na yung hintayan ng availability ng isang artista
right,
saka lang
right.
magtutugman ng kanilang schedule. Ngayon hindi na. Lahat na doon na. So, in one package, in one place. So, yun na. Gagawin na lang dire-diretso na yung work. Which is maganda rin naman na naging epekto nito. Well, syempre yung pandemic. Hindi. I mean, yung epekto nito dahil kumbaga sa ano yung time frame nung yeah. work yeah. na umiiksi na, which is, nung ko pa naman naisip na sabi ko, kaya naman pala. Ba't yeah. kailangan pa magka-pandemic para magawa lang?
But you know, but that's a really good point. But at the same time, I think it needs to experience it para makita mo gano'ng ka-effective yung setup. Like, you're 100% right. Imagine after the pandemic, which I think we're already at the final stages now of this pandemic, because a lot of people getting more vaccinated and all that stuff. So halimbawa, pagkatapos ng pandemic, as we move into regular life, quote unquote, I'm gonna assume movies they'll take lessons from this experience and say, hey, why don't we create a movie bubble again? Para matapos yung movie, we can now shoot something in 1 month or 1 week, 2 weeks instead of 4 months, 5 months. Dahil sa mga schedule sa mga artista, I think it'd be good for the celebrities. I think it'd be good for the movie. It'd make more movies out there. So I think there are lessons to be learned during this pandemic that we get to carry over into normal life. Pagkatapos ng mga lockdown and all of these things. So yeah, I love that this is the experience now, even though it was kind of in a negative start kasi nga pandemic. So your movie, by the way, Mahjong Knights, is going to be on Viva Max. We talked to Cindy Miranda and Sunshine Gimari a couple weeks ago. They also had a movie come out on Viva Max, and you guys want to go check it out, go to vivamax.net. You can subscribe online. You can select a plan and pay through like PayMaya, debit or credit card, GCash, GrabPay, all those other great ways to kind of avail of streaming movies, which is, again, another thing that we've been able to embrace during this pandemic. So go check it out, of course, on vivamax.net. We'll talk a little bit more about the movie and about you and all that. But Jay, let's get the ball rolling here. Let's get some calls. Let's talk to people. I don't know how you are sa pamimigay ng advice and stuff, but let's just check it out. Let's check it out. Yeah? Sige, our first caller is Benjo. Benjo is 30, I think he was like 39 years old. Let me find out what his age is here. Benjo, I forgot. How old are you, man?
37.
I'm sorry, you're 37. You're in Auckland, New Zealand, which
yep,
is
yep.
afternoon right now in New Zealand. So thanks for being here. Benjo, by the way, this is Jay Manalo. And by the way, since you're in New Zealand, I do want you to know that Viva Max is available in New Zealand. So if you want to watch all those great Viva movies, past, present, and a lot of selection of different like Korean movies and all that stuff, it's all on Viva Max. Do check it out, my friend. I know I'm getting my subscription here in the US, and I think in the next 2 weeks, magiging available na sa US. I'm really pumped up about this whole Viva Max experience. But thanks for being on the show. You're on with Jay and me. What's going on, man? What do you want to talk about?
First of all, thanks for having me, Mo. Hi, Jay. Open up ko lang kasi yung sa like yung sa wife ko kasi we're married for about 6 years na.
Yeah.
Since 2015 December. Actually going 6 years. However, like we have been before marriage kasal kami for or kasama na kami or boyfriend girlfriend for about 10 years sa Pinas, like before pumunta dito.
Yeah.
So like one of yung main concern ko talaga is like comparing, of course, comparing to before na hindi pa kami kasal, like yung sex life namin was really great. Like
yeah.
There was a time na or there was a point na alam mo yan, parang seven times a week or every day.
Yeah.
As in magkaroon lang ng opportunity, as in parang grabe na. As in hindi magrabe pero like parang ako na yung umaayaw. Like
sa
hindi
sobrang,
ano na.
Sa sobrang like, sa sobrang daming beses, ikaw na yung sa, "Oy, naka seven na tayo this week." Medyo that's my dick
parang
can only
ganun,
take
parang,
so much.
Parang ganun. Pero in terms of parang ano yung ano, parang for example, nag-sex kami ngayon, parang kinabukasan, parang wala ako sa mood, pero meron pa rin, or mangyayari pa rin. Parang basta pagkaroon ng, ano, like, ng opportunity, like, yeah, gagawin namin.
Yeah, yeah.
Pero, so we got married 2015, tapos, okay naman, like, from the start, like, even up to now, like, okay naman kami. To be honest, wala naman problema. Parang, like, okay kami as a couple, like a husband and wife. Plus, we have a four-year-old kid. Pero yun nga, like I wanted to kasi yung like yung sex life namin compared to before, I mean obviously alam ko naman na hindi kami kasal before, bata pa kami, then right now medyo may edad na, pero yun nga, like siguro ngayon swerte na kung maka once or twice a week, parang sobrang ano na nun, sobrang happy na ako.
yeah
parang I kinda parang Even before we got married naman, I know that this was gonna happen. But I kinda parang namimiss ko yung dati.
Namimiss mo yung parang, 7 times a week.
Sorry, what's that, Mo?
Namimiss mo yung 7 times a week. Right. So
I've got a question. I mean, sometimes I even like whenever I need to, like I fantasize about kung ano yung nangyayari before. I mean, as in literally namimiss ko.
Okay, so I've got a question, Benjo. Here's my question. 7 times was a lot, right? And maybe unsustainable at your age and all of that stuff. But how many times do you want now? So
No. I don't mean 7 times. Nagagawin namin 7 times a week, like ngayon. Pero parang like back in the days, like hindi naman kami parati 7 times in a week. Pero meron lang time na 7 times in a week.
Right. Whatever. Pero, I don't care. My question is, how many times do you want it right now per week? Let's say if in a perfect world, how many times a week would you want it on average?
Maybe at least 3 to 5.
So let's meet halfway. Yep. 4. You want to have sex 4 times a week with your wife?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
All right. And I'm assuming your question is, Jay Mo, how do I convince my wife to fuck me 4 times a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ano kasi siya parang, I mean, I get it sometimes na kasi ano siya, pagod sa work or minsan, ano, I get it sometimes, pero sometimes, alam mo yun, parang weekend naman, or alam ko namang hindi siya pagod, pero yeah. I think she's not in a mood or something.
Unfortunately, there's no 4 days of weekend in a week, no, right? I mean, you're really going to have to do it sometimes during the weekdays if you want to hit your
during
4 times.
Weekend.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, let's talk about it. I mean, this is a question that comes on the show almost every episode, right? Or every other episode. How do I get more sex? That's like, whether it's from single people, yeah, married people, everybody wants more sex, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about it. Jay, are you married, Jay?
Yes, I am.
You're
21 years.
21 years married?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Wow. Yeah. Okay, so you're the expert here then. Jay, how much has
tanong ko kay Benjo?
Yeah.
yung 6 years nila pag pagdating nila sa New Zealand, saan sila kinasal?
2015, actually nandito kami, or nauna siya 2012, then dumating ako 2014, then 2015 kami kinasal.
Sa New Zealand?
Yeah.
Oo, sa New Zealand. Actually, 2012 siya nandito, then nag-work ako for 2 years sa Malaysia. So magka-long distance kami for 2 years, then sumunod ako sa kanya dito.
When did you see the decline? And again, I don't even want to call it a decline because 2 times a week, when you're in a, like when you're married, 2 times a week, that's okay. Like that's not, it's not awful, but it's not the best. But, you know, it's not the end of the world. 2 times a week is pretty good. 1 time a week, fine, I get it. Baka kulang, still not a disaster. A disaster is 1 times a month. Like once a month, that would say that's a problem. Okay, 1 a week, I would maybe on the low end of average. 2 times a week is probably middle. 3 times a week would be great. 4 times a week, fucking amazing. If you can do 4 times a week, I would sign up for 4 times. Kung maka 4 times a week ako, putangina, saan ako babayad? I'm ready. Right, I'm 44 years old. I'm ready. 4 times a week is a dream for me.
Pwede ko alam mo, kasi for example, for me, there was a time na parang palagi ko siyang niyayaya or nagpapakita kung saan na gusto ko. Parang ako kasi, I'm the type of person na parang pag pinakita mong ayaw mo, syempre ako, hindi ko naman pipilitin.
Yeah. I get it.
Then there was a time na parang, yun nga, parang hindi naman nainis, pero parang, ewan ko, some sort of nagtampo na parang okay, so ayaw mo, so hindi ko na... Parang hindi ko na niyayaya. Then, there was a time na parang medyo matagal yung hindi kami nag-sex. Siguro at least a month or mga close to 2 months siguro.
Is it because you felt rejected? That
parang ganun.
No,
oo.
No, I
tapos
get
parang ako, parang like, hindi na nagano. Like, hindi na ako nagpapakita ng sign na gusto ko. Or mga parang ganun.
Yeah, no, I completely... And have you ever thought of cheating on her? Like, has it got to that point where you're even, like, thinking about cheating on your wife because of it?
Well, I don't want it to go to that direction, to be honest. And it's, like, I mean, I have a kid, like a 4-year-old kid. Like, I mean, I told myself na pwede akong mag-cheat sa wife ko anytime kung gusto ko. Pero, I mean, hindi naman ako nag-cheat sa kanya ngayon. Pero I don't want it to...
You don't even want to...
I don't want it to be like that.
Right.
Na dumating sa point na yun.
All right, right. So, Jay, 21 years married, man. And tell me if any of this is too personal, brother. Because, like I said, I'm terrified of you. But is the sex life somewhere where you can go, I'm happy with my sex life right now?
Me too.
You're happy. You're happy.
I'm happy. Actually, my age and married for 21 years. You know what, Benjo?
Yeah, Benjo.
Benjo, right?
Yeah.
Benjo. Me, ako Benjo, ako kamaano sa ako. Ako kasi nagmamasturbate pa ako. I'm doing it.
You're masturbating?
Pag hindi ka na pagbigyan, magsarili ka na muna. Pero the best thing na gawin mo dyan, siguro kung alam mong pagod siya, do some massage or pag-serpan mo siya ng pagkain or anything na...
Flirt with her.
Lambingin, parang diba? Lambingin mo.
Oo, lambingin mo. Hindi kasi mo pwede yung kinindatan mo eh. Gusto mo eh. Pag kinindatan mo eh, ano agad? Laban agad. Hindi naman ganun. Kailangan lambingin mo muna. Step by step. Gawin mo lang dati yung ginagawa mo ng boyfriend kayo. Sa panahon kasi ngayon, lalo na sinabi mo nga may anak na kayo, syempre yung focus ng iba, nasa bata. Wala na doon sa, i-redirect mo siya. Sa tulungan mo siya sa pag-alaga ng bata. Then, there and then, baka malay mo, masundan nyo pa. Di ba? Ganong punto. Huwag mong masamain kung ikaw ay nakatira. Di ba? Huwag mong masamain yun. Hindi yun na katapusan ng mundo para sa iyo. Tandaan mo, I have 2 hands. The left and the right.
To be honest, yeah, actually yun din yung like when I yung sinabi ko na nagfantasize ako. I'm actually not fantasizing someone or you know like watching porn or something. Like I'm actually fantasizing what we were doing before. Kung ginagawa namin before.
Yeah.
Parang Like I said, parang ano ko lang, parang nami-miss ko lang the way we were before.
You know, I have a question, Benjo, because this is kind of interesting. If you're fantasizing about your wife when you're masturbating, does that make it more frustrating? Like, I occasionally will masturbate to the sex tape of my wife and I, right? I'll sometimes watch the sex tape and go, okay, I'll masturbate to the sex tape. But sometimes if I'm masturbating to my own sex tape with my wife, I get frustrated. I'm like, why am I masturbating to the sex tape of my wife when my wife is there? So imagine, like, I get frustrated, right? And I wonder if fantasizing about your wife is actually bad, because you can get into the mind space, like, eh, putang ina, ba't ginagawa ko to? Eh, nandun lang yung asawa ko. Ba't kailangan ko mag-jajakul ako to my wife? Eh, di kong mag-jajakul ako. Eh, dapat sa ibang babae
na lang. What's exactly happening to me, Mo, is, I mean, not every day or not always. Na, let's, for example, I'm masturbating and then I fantasize about someone. And then, at some point, miglang malilipat sa wife ko. Parang ganun.
Oh, you're such a romantic. Oh, what a good husband.
Like, I don't know. Like, for example, like, I don't know, maybe in the CR or something. Like, let's say a celebrity or someone. And then, bigla na lang mababalik sa, like, yung kung anong ginagawa namin before.
Yeah.
At some point. Yeah. Parang ganun. So, yun yung parang, I don't know. Like, in regards to your question, hindi ko alam kung, wala, siguro nami-miss ko yung ano.
Just missed the old days. And I think you have to come to terms at some point that the old days are really hard to replicate. And I think that's everybody. My life, you know, I'm sure Jay, same thing. It's hard to replicate the days when you were not married, especially when you have kids and all of that. However, you can still communicate with your wife. Na, alam ko naman hindi tayo magse 7 days a week. Alam ko naman yun, di ba? And this one time a week, or if we're lucky, 2 times a week. You know, if we only level up, kahit isang beses lang, one more time per week, ang laki ng bagay yun sa akin. You know, in the way I feel about everything, the way I feel about my marriage. Don't bring up the whole, I don't want to cheat on you, or hindi ko pa ginagawa, because it sounds like you're on the verge of doing that. So don't get into that conversation. But more of, hey, let's try to level up even one more time per week, and we'll see ganon ka big deal yun sa akin and how much it'll take. But obviously, take a page from what Jay is saying. It's not a robotic, hindi naman porket, you know, you guys are there, something should happen. You want to at least try to romance her so it comes organically and not mechanically. But it feels natural instead of it feels like house chore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like one night, I mean, not recently, I think maybe a couple of weeks ago. Actually, we're in the planning of, I know, because we have, right now, we just have one kid. And we're planning to have like a second one, parang sundan na. Pero yun nga, parang like we're planning na like kung ano yung like budget wise, kung ano yung magiging gastos, ganyan ganyan. Tapos parang nagpapakita na ako ng motive na I wanted to do it that night. I wanted to make love, blah blah blah. Tapos I mean weekend naman yun. I know it was a weekend. Tapos wala, bigla na lang siya natulog.
Yeah, talk to her about it. Honestly, open up to her about it. I know we say communication all the time here on the show, but try to find out where she is mentally regarding sex and make sure you express it instead of magtampo ka agad. Express, hey, this is sana what I would want to happen. I mean, we can sit here and talk about the past and you can pick out scenario after scenario nung na-frustrate ka. But let's talk about the future. How am I going to tell her this is what I'm hoping for us? And then, again, to take a page from what Jay is saying, how can I also make it feel natural instead of kailangan natin tatlong beses isang week para masaya ako? You want to mix a little bit of that. Give her the number that will make you happy, but also do your part so that when you guys are actually doing it, it feels fun.
Mo, brother Mo. Kamusta naman ang ano nila dyan? Ang status nila dyan? Yung buhay nila dyan sa news media? Kasi syempre wala ka sa sarili mong bansa, no? Baka yung ano diyan, yung paligid,
stresses,
sa stress,
yeah,
and then yung cost of living, kamusta naman yung lagay nila, kamusta kaya dyan, medyo
Actually, okay. Like, comparing to, kasi, in a way, parang, like, OFW kami. Like, wala namang kaming, ang difference lang talaga dito is, wala kaming, I mean, compared sa Pinas, like, uso ang helper. So, kami, like, for example, after work, kami talaga yung gumagawa, like, yung mga dishes, magluto, ganyan-ganyan. Hindi naman kami, I mean, yung work namin is more of, ano siya eh, nurse siya, tapos ako, I work in an IT field. But ano naman, like normal 8 hours a day, hindi naman night shift.
Saan naiiwan yung bata?
Sa ano, child care.
Okay.
So, inaatid ko siya every morning bago mag-work, tapos dun siya for the whole day, tapos sinusundo ko rin siya after work.
Okay.
Siguro ano, dahil nga sa nangyayari sa pandemic, and there's palayo mo ano, yung misis mo. Eh syempre, stressful yung nasa hospital din. Lalo na nga yung nangyayari sa panahon. Pahupain mo muna, palipasin mo muna yung ano na yun. Sabi mo sa pinutain mo, kita mo siya ng maybe a foot massage, and then bahala ka na kung saan gusto mo pagkapangin yung massage ngayon. Diba? sa ngayon, wag mo munang pwersahin ang mga nangyayari kasi nga, bukod sa stress sa trabaho niya, syempre, na-stress din siya na yung panahon ng pandemic, iniiwanan lang yung anak niyo sa isang lugar na hindi naman, syempre, nag-iisip din niyo kung safe ba yun or ano. Pag ano mo muna, palipasin mo muna, bigyan mo muna siya ng maluwag na pag-iisip. Yung plano mo napastanganin ng iyong asawa, dandahan mo na.
Yeah. Okay? That's a really great point. Sometimes it's easy to forget that stuff. Jay, that was a great, great point. Thanks for the call, Benjo. I hope it works out, but also at the same time, you know, the pandemic has really changed people's lives. It really flipped schedules. It flipped kind of the stress level and stuff like that. As I said many times here, let's not get too crazy about our decisions during this pandemic time because life has changed so dramatically for everybody. Okay, don't read into it as if it's going to be permanent. Ganito na talaga buhay ko. This is the way it's going to be. Again, I'm 44. Jay's probably the same age as I am or in that range. You're older a little bit, yeah. I mean, and we still have a sex life. Okay, so this is not a disaster. This is not a disaster for you at 37. You guys are going to be fine. And let's wait a little bit until this pandemic starts to kind of sorting out. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Thanks,
thank
brother.
You guys for the tips.
Yep.
I'll
yep.
take note of it.
All right, brother.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye bye. Jay, I've been meaning to ask you this, and again, please tell me, Mo, no comment. And I'm totally okay with that. And don't worry, nobody's going to get mad. But this is a question I've always wanted to ask you. This is old school question, old school. So just whatever. But we had Sunshine here on the show before, and I didn't want to ask her because niya hoy. So I wanted to ask you the whole story behind. I don't know.
Sunshine who?
Sunshine Cruz. And you know where I'm going. Yeah, you know where I'm going probably with this question. Is the story real about yung Duhot Queen? Is the story real that the movie never came out because Cesar said no?
Before, yun ang narinig ko.
Yeah.
Yun ang narinig ko na sinabi nga na deny out. Sorry, maingay ko sa may kapay ko na.
Yeah. No. I know. You've got a house, man. Like, yeah.
tawag dito, sabi deny out daw, which is ako sa akin, okay, kung ano, hindi ko naman siya masisisi kasi nakasana sila.
Yeah.
So, later on, nalaman ko na lang na yung ninang pala nila ang nagpahinto nung movie na nasa, well, hindi ko rin alam kung totoo to sa NPRCG, si ang ating ano legendary great actress and director na si Tita Armida. MTRCB pa siya nung time na yun.
Yeah.
Ilang ang narinig ko. Sa akin, okay lang na kung hindi natuloy. Kasi, ganun talaga. Minsan nga, ginagawa nyo na, pinabihinto kayo, katulad na nangyari.
Yeah.
Well, ganyan talaga ang buhay ng artista.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, hindi nga ako nabayaran.
hindi ka nabayaran?
Hindi ako nabayaran doon. Naka, ilan days kami ron? Siguro mga 5 days, 6 days. Hindi nabayaran. Kasi nga na-shelve na.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta, but you do, are you aware? Because we're just talking about masturbation, right? I probably masturbated to the clips of that movie 1,000 times in my life, no? Which is kind of uncomfortable to talk to you about, because imagine you're talking to a guy that is jacking off to a video of you, okay? But you do realize how cult following those clips have been through the years. Like, we're talking about probably the single greatest sex scene in Philippine movie history. And that's not an exaggeration. Because the movie never came out. So it adds a little bit of mystique to the whole clip. But those clips, those bed scenes have been distributed fucking everywhere, right? So alam mo yun, like you are aware of how influential, kahit hindi lumabas yung movie, those clips have been to many boys through the years.
Correct. I know. Well, meron ngang nakakatawang kwento yan. I was with my wife, galing kami ng Baclaran. Simba kami ng gabi.
Yeah.
Pauwi na kami along Ross Boulevard. Pinahinto ako ng ano na nagpahinto sa akin. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung violation ko. Pinahinto ako ng police car.
Yeah.
I'm with my wife. Galing kami ng Baclaran. And then, nung binaba ko yung bintana ko, umapit yung police. And then, siyempre, na-recognize din ako. Eh, sir, kayo pala yan, sir. Hindi namin lang. Tapos ginawa niya, pumunta siya sa, ano, bumalik siya sa kotse niya. Hindi ko alam kung anong, ano, baka ako titikita na ako.
Yeah, or,
ano,
yeah.
Lumapit. May nabili rin siya sa kaya po ng CD namin ni Shanshine. Hindi na pirma. yung way ko. Tama ng tawa yung way. Hindi ba yung galit dahil sumba? Sabi ko, yaman na ako. Well, yung mga eksena kasi namin na yun, talaga naman napakatingin. Ako nanghihinayang. Sobra. Nanghihinayang kasi ako dun sa movie. Kasi hindi lang naman yun yung ano. Pero yun talaga yung puputok eh. Dun sa, sa movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dami na namin tinawaro na maganda. Actually, meron pa akong isang sex scene dun na mas... Well, ito, iba to kasi all flesh.
Yeah.
Pero yung isa kong ano, matindi yung sa may... Ano siya... Ano sa English yung looban, parang siyang pasilyo.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, nasa yero lang. Something like that. Maganda yung movie, actually. Maganda yung movie. Hindi lang talaga tinuloy. Eh, siyempre, yung tao, si Cesar, eh, asawa niya yun.
Yeah.
Ipatigil niya.
Yeah, no, kasi I understand. Yeah.
So, may mga siraulo din kasi na bakit nilabas yung ano na yun. Diba? Nilabas yung video na yun.
The clips, yeah. I understand why Cesar would do it as well. But at the same time, wow, how those clips just took off. And even till this very day, I think people have it in their collection, even though it's wrong, right? They still have, even the policeman, you know, having him sign, you sign it. I think it just shows historically relevant this is to sex in Philippine cinema. So anyway, Jay, we'll take a break here. We got a couple calls and we'll try to make it quicker here because I know you're a busy guy, but I just want to remind everyone, Mahjong Nights is coming out on the 12th. It is on Viva Max, vivamax.net. Please do check it out because it is readily available for you, whether it's your local cable operator or just to stream it. Stream your favorite movies. That's what everyone has been doing, right? During these past couple of years is streaming. So Viva Max is, you can watch your favorite movies at affordable prices. You could go as little as 29 pesos if you want to watch all you can for 3 days. It's available in a ton of countries like Hong Kong, Taiwan, Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, which we're going to talk to a guy from Singapore next, Japan, South Korea, Macau, Vietnam, Brunei, the Maldives, Australia, New Zealand, the Middle East, Europe, and I think in the next week or two, we're going to see the US, Canada as well as part of the VivaMax coverage, right? So I'm excited to get it soon. I hope you guys get it because it's definitely available and you can watch movies like Mahjong Nights and a lot of other Viva films. And we're going to get more Viva artists, actors, actresses in the coming weeks. Almost probably every week we'll have them coming by on the show. So, you know, relationship I have with Viva is always really, really good, and just really happy that they're able to give you guys Viva Max. So let's take a break. When we come back, we'll have more to show. You're listening to Good Times and World Podcast, year 10, episode 157. Jay Manalo on the show, man. Back after this. Don't go away.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook. Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Good Times with Mo, the podcast. You're 10, episode 157 with Jay Manalo here. Jay, you never seen... You don't strike me as the guy that my Instagram or my Twitter or any of the social medias. Do you have social media? I'm not sure. I've never come across, but have you turned into one of those guys?
Hindi masyado. Pero para naman sa akin, hindi tayo napag-iwanan. Meron naman ako ng IG.
IG.
Hindi lang. IG lang. Hindi lang talaga ako. Even sa FB. Hindi ako yung masyadong... nagpo-post or
no. Hindi ka masyadong
talaga ako masyadong kumanta.
Hindi ka masyadong.
Lalo lang ako sa chat group lang, Viber, yung group. Group chat lang. Pero yung mga posting mga ginagawa ng mga artista ngayon, which is yun yung nagiging some part of their source of income. Ako, hindi ko maano eh. Parang kasi nahihiya ako na yung mga anak ko kasi, syempre.
Oh, sorry. Wait. Our next caller is calling in. Sorry, you were saying what?
nahihiya ako sa mga anak ko ba na makita pa nila na nagaganong pa ako my age.
Well, how old are you now, man? Well, I'm 44. You're older than me?
48.
48, oh, dude, you still look good though, man. 48, and you still work out. I mean, you were always such a big body. Oh, sobrang dad body now. I mean, I'm just all flab and stuff. But
ako rin naman, ako rin naman. Di ano lang ako, talagang more than lang ako. Kahit paano, walking. Pero hindi ever since hindi talaga ako yung nagbubuhat ng bakal na papalaki ng katawan. Hindi ko talaga trip yung magpalaki ng katawan na. Kasi nga basketball eh. Hindi kailangan ng malaki katawa sa basketball.
Yeah. Oh, kailangan but dude. If people never got a chance to see you play, kasi, you know, as celebrities, maybe they'll see us in a Star Olympics, you know, shit like that. But as much as possible, if you never had a chance to see Jay play, he is a monster on the court. A fucking beast of a player. And I know there were other good celebrity basketball players, right? I mean, there are quite a few through the years and stuff, but you had to be one of the top ones. Na hindi yung PBA. I mean, obviously, like Benji Paras, for example, Artrisa, but of course, putang na MVP. You know, not of the celebrities lang, yung walang basketball career. Dude, Jay, you were always just a monster on the court. God damn, man. I mean, everything. Like, The game had Charles Barkley feel, Karl Malone feel. Maybe if there was a more current, like for the younger people who might not maybe realize the Karl Malone days or something, but Jay would probably right now, if I were going to pick a player that most resembled your game, let's see. I think it's easy. It's quick to say Giannis, but I don't know. Maybe Giannis is kind of thin. You're such a strong guy. All right, here we go. I'm gonna pick the right player. Hold on, let me find out if there was a player that you most resemble. Embiid, maybe a Joel Embiid. Would that be okay to say? Right, you can shoot, you can bang, you can play strong, you can defend. You think Joel Embiid would probably be a fair comparison if there were an NBA player of your game?
Might say Kawhi.
No, you were too strong. You're too strong.
Kawhi is a strong player.
No. I mean, Kawhi is a fantastic player, but you were brute strength as well. Like, I think Kawhi's sometimes could be a bit more finesse. I think you were like fucking elbows out, rebound, box out, fucking hurt people like strong.
Obviously, Embiid will do.
Let me, yeah, Embiid will do. Maybe, I mean, maybe more.
So that's the reason why, you know, you gave me a Lakers jersey, yeah. Shaquille O'Neal.
Well, he didn't mind because Shaquille couldn't shoot. You could shoot. See, that's the thing. That's why I like him, because you can shoot. So obviously, Shaq is all brute strength. Brute strength was part of your game, but it wasn't your game. It wasn't the entire game, right? You had a handle. You could dribble. You could shoot. You could defend. You do a lot of things. That's why I said maybe a little Giannis, because Giannis is a two-time he was Defensive Player of the Year. There's a little LeBron, but you know, LeBron Mitchell, obviously we're talking about GOAT level here, so it's kind of hard to say LeBron and feel like, oh my God, right? But I'm just telling you, man, monster on the court for all the people who may have never seen Jay play. What a beast he is. Anyway, Jay, let's get to it. Again, your movie is Mahjong Nights, November 12. Check it out. Let's take our next call. We're going to talk to Katie here, who is in Manila. We'll go to Singapore later, right after this, quickly. But let's just try to knock this one out. Katie, you are, gosh, not even you. I forgot your age. 31?
Yes, I'm 31. Hi, everyone.
Yes. Hello, Katie. Katie, this is Jay Manalo. And of course, you're here, me, Mo, here on GTWM. What do you want to talk about, my dear?
Well, just to give you a background, I came from a very long-term relationship, like 8 years, yeah. 8 to 9 years. And then, syempre, after that relationship, talagang wala akong gana makipag-usap sa ibang tao. As in, I don't like talking to anyone. Then there's this guy, na someone that I like, as in lahat. As in, yung mentality, physically, talagang nagustuhan ko siya. So I started talking to this guy for almost 6 months na. And then this guy, I just find it very weird. Hindi siya nagipagkita sa akin. Parang he's not initiating to see me. Well, he did once pala, tapos bigla siyang nag-cancel. Then I asked him, bakit ganon? Bakit nag-cancel or bakit? Kasi one time parang he's near to my place eh. Parang mga 15 minutes away. And yun, so parang ako, parang anong weird naman, parang we do FaceTiming every day.
Ah, so you FaceTime.
Every morning.
Okay, so you know what he looks like. Hindi to catfish, yung parang...
Kasi okay. He's ano eh, he's an old friend.
Ah, okay. Sweet. What? So you've met him before, in person?
Yes, oo. Pero hindi kami like super close, na parang ano lang kami, parang, uy, hi, hello lang. And then parang given this opportunity na parang siya walang girlfriend, tapos ako, ay, wala naman akong boyfriend kasi I just came from a very, yun nga, long-term relationship. Tapos parang, I just find it very frustrating na parang, minsan na lang ako magkagusto, tapos ayaw pa akong kitain.
But does he know there's romantic feelings? He knows you like him?
Ah, yeah. Ah, ano kami, constant kaming nag-uusap. And then, constant, as in, like, morning, in between, so for a day. And then, every evening. As in, hindi lang siya phone call. As in, talagang usap kami. As in, like, FaceTiming and video calling and some, ganon.
When's the last time you physically saw him?
Physically?
Yeah. You saw him right next to you. When's the last time you saw that?
August. Sometime in August.
August of this year.
Parang he went to my business. So parang ganon. So parang, yun lang. So parang no official dating. But I just want to know you guys on your perspective. Na parang, what is the reason?
How old is this guy? How old is he?
Oh, same with my age.
31.
Actually okay. Older. 35.
He's 35?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, usually... And this is not your scenario, but if a girl calls the show and says, there's a guy I've been talking to, but he doesn't want to meet me, the first thing I say is, he's married. He's married and you're just the girl on the side, right? Like, that's why he can't meet you, because he's got to actually escape to see you, and that's hard to do. But because you know him and he's your friend and you've actually seen him a couple of times, I don't know the answer to this. I mean, maybe we can say he's paranoid because of COVID. You know, all that. But that's, you know, a guy, sometimes we don't care. We just do it.
I know.
We like
and
a girl.
Me, actually, ako parang ano ba, magkikita ba tayo? Kasi parang I feel I'm just wasting my time and investing my feelings. Then nung nag-usap na kami about it, parang he said na parang, invested siya and he want to continue that we're talking. Parang ako, yeah, we're talking, pero bakit? So I don't know. That's the reason why I called, kasi I want to again, yung sa guy's perspective. Bakit hindi na yung pagkita to? What's wrong?
That's really weird. Okay, I don't know. Jay, any explanation on why a guy would not? He alam naman niya, the girl likes him.
Close.
I don't know. Sorry, Jay.
Andan ba sila yung talagang close?
Yeah, I mean, they're super. You guys are super close, right, Katie? I mean, you're talking Hello? Every day, no?
Yeah, we're talking Hello? Every day talaga.
Yeah, sorry, Jay. I think you got stuck. Your internet got stuck. No, I think you froze a little bit. I don't know if you can hear us, Jay. You can hear us, no?
Yeah, I can hear you clearly.
No, you. That's you, Katie. But what about Jay? I think we may have lost Jay.
Yeah.
Jay, are you there? I think we lost him.
I'm good. I'm good.
Okay, there you are. There you are. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, I think we lost him for a second here.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. No, I think his just his signal. He was outside for a bit, but now I think he's back in. Okay. So Jay, you're back. I can see you. You look clear now. Your question to her was, are they close? And yeah, you said you're close, right? Every day you guys talk.
Yes, every day kami nag-uusap. Though the catch is, parang he's not working here in Manila. So parang whenever na nandito siya sa Manila, ang lapit niya sa akin, as in 15 minutes away from my house. So I find it really weird na parang bakit di niya ako kinikita.
Interesting. Oh wait, Jay, you're on mute. Sorry, Jay, you're on mute. Let's unmute you. Yeah, you're on mute. Okay, there you go.
Okay. Nag-uusap ba kayo? Mayroon bang intimate na pag-uusap? Yung medyo, alam mo na, yung papunta roon?
You guys talk about sex?
Meron pa?
Sorry?
You guys talk about sex?
Hello?
Yeah, nag-uusap. We're very open. Adult na kami.
Are you guys sexting? Like, do you send him pictures of you naked?
No, okay. We don't sexting. We don't, no.
Okay. Why do you ask, Jay? Is it, you think he asked you, boy?
Hindi siya nag-ano siya, hindi siya nag- Baka hindi pa siya sure sa atin niya. Sa gender niya.
Has he had a girlfriend before? Like, did you guys... Do you know about his dating past? Because maybe there's a...
Yeah.
Sometimes I think the question to your... The answer to your question might be in his dating past, right? So, if he's sexting with you, right? He's talking about... Does he talk about wanting to have sex with you?
No, never.
So, when you talk about sex, what do you guys talk about?
Well, we're just talking about, like, kung sino, kung kailan yung last, something like that. But it's nothing intimate between us. As in, talagang nothing.
You know, this is a really interesting question because I don't know the answer to this. This is one of those weird things. I can tell you everything that I know about guys. And I think Jay will probably agree that, and I've said this many times, you guys have heard me say this, that if a guy wants something, they're going to go get it. Like, they're going to go, especially if the girl is so openly willing to say, hey, I like you. Hey, we're talking about sex. For him to not jump on this opportunity is very odd. Very odd. Now, yeah, we can say, we can be like, oh, well, maybe he's gay or maybe he doesn't like girls. Because when your guys are talking about sex, he's not talking about what he wants to do to you. He's just talking about the past. That's very odd. Could it be torpe? Is it possible that he's torpe? But parang hindi eh, because you guys are already openly expressing what you feel. Because when it comes to the torpe guy doesn't want to start the I like you kasi nahihiya siya, natatakot siya ma-reject. But well, you guys are past that already.
Yeah, we did. At saka parang he knows kasi parang he knows na may okay talaga yung physical niya. As in, he's really guapo talaga. So parang feeling ko, ano ba to, marami ba kami? But I don't think madami kasi because we constantly talking talaga. As in, pagising sa umaga, patulog sa gabi, in between sa Friday, driving, lahat.
Okay, have you simply just asked him, why do you not want to see me?
Well, he said he wants to take it slow. Pero ako, parang hello, half, parang 6 months, take it slow. Ano ba?
And then, did you tell him that?
Yeah, I did.
And what did he say?
To be honest with you, Mo, I really like this guy. So parang ako na shut up talaga ako. Parang, oh my gosh.
So
I just said, okay. Ganon.
So are you worried that if you give him an ultimatum, you might lose him?
Yeah, Yes, Mo. Yes, Mo.
Pucha, that's exactly. Then that's a tough situation to be in because you with girls kasi, you guys can threaten us. You can say, "Hoy, gago. If you don't do anything about it, alis na ako dito." And it'll kind of jumpstart us like, "Okay, hey, do I really like this girl? Should I do something about it?" But if you really like him and you're scared to lose him, nakakatakot talaga yung ultimatum. I don't know, Jay, yeah. Man. It's
actually ako do I see it? Parang baka meron siyang ano eh, meron siyang hinihintay na ibang aside from you. What's her name again? Katie.
Yeah.
Baka meron siyang hinihintay din na ibang baka malay mo hindi lang ikaw ang kausap niya o meron siyang pang kausap. Ako, nabanggit ko lang yung kanina na about sa kanyang gender. It's because 6 months.
Dude.
And then nagpapakita ka na ng motibo. Eh, sa amin mo gawin ni mo yan. Baka one hour lang tapos ka na.
That's right.
I mean,
yeah, no, that's 100% right. We've said that. Yeah.
Kasi, I mean, hindi na pinatatagal yung ganun. Baka, pwede rin naman yung sinadikan rin ni Mo na baka dahil sa pandemic, takot siya na tumikit-tigit or baka siya na ano. Pero, para sa akin, siguro, questionable sa akin yung gender.
Baka nga!
I don't, Katie, it is possible. However, I think you just need to threaten him. You don't have to be a bitch about it, but you can just be like, "Hoy, it's been 6 months. We talk all day long. We've talked about sex. You live 15 minutes from my house. I know you want to take it slow, but I don't want to take it slow." So you can do the take it or leave it. Even though you really like him and even though you want him to be your boyfriend, the body language is not in your favor. So you do a final stand, diba? A final... Ano ba nangyari dito? What are we doing?
Yeah.
Dude, Jay could be totally legit. There might be another girl that he's waiting for and you're the backup plan. That's possible. But with the amount of time he spends with you, talking to you, I think you've earned your spot to say, "What the fuck?"
Okay.
You've earned it.
Okay.
6 months every day, talking for long, extended periods of time. This is not just a paminsan-minsan thing. This is regular. And if you're regular... you have earned the right to go, "Hey, let's get a final answer here." Even though the chances of, or not the chances are, let's say, even though there's a chance that you might get rejected, it's still worth the shot. Absolutely worth the shot. Because you are well beyond uncomfortable already.
Yes, that's true, Mo. And actually, parang, alam mo yun, every morning... parang, "Oh my gosh, ano ba to? Kami ba?" Or parang, "Ano ba mangyayari?" So parang you don't have the right to ask kasi walang kayo. Pero yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, okay, so okay. Let's say you don't want to ask. Let's say you don't want to. What I would do is I would find other guys. Simultaneously. I don't care if he knows about it because you can't wait for him. Now, if he feels uncomfortable about you dating other guys, then go, "Oh, well, then what are we? I'll stop dating right now if you tell me what's happening between us." But until then, I mean, what am I going to do? Wait forever?
Yeah.
Ba't din nalang gagawin mo?
Yeah.
Ba't din nalang gawin na meron siyang another friend, guy, tapos yayain niya din yun. Baka malay mo, makita niya ron kung ano yung kasagutan doon sa tanong niya.
Yeah.
Di ba?
Yeah.
I mean, yung guy. Pagkansan siya ng guy, tsaka girl, na kaibigan, mag-get together sila. Tingnan natin kung saan didikit yung mata niya, sa lalaki ba o sa babae.
Jay is fully convinced that this guy's gay.
Oh no, I can't.
Does he have any mannerisms that maybe that would make you question?
I'm sorry.
Does he have any mannerisms that might make you question whether this guy likes girls or not? Because maybe you're his best friend.
I think talaga straight talaga tong guy na to.
Okay.
And grabe talaga. I know, I can feel it eh.
Okay. Guy. Well then I would do two things. Number one, to take it or leave it, because what are we, like you said, we're adults. We should be able to talk about this. Or start dating other guys simultaneously, and if he has a problem with it, then you hit him with the, "Okay, well, I am willing to not date anybody. I'm willing to be exclusive, but you have to actually say it."
Okay? I'll take that.
All right.
Thank you so much for your time, guys.
Yep. Thanks for the call. Have a good day. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Speaking of dating, Jay, Here's another question I want to ask you. Please don't get upset at me. Mm-hmm. But I think we may have dated the same girl. Yeah. I just don't want to overlap. I don't want to overlap. I don't want to say like, hindi ko alam. Hindi ko alam eh. Nung nalaman ko lang, you know, afterwards na eh.
Huh? Sino?
This is 20 years though. Or, hindi naman 20 years. But yeah, it's not 20. Exagge. But it's been a while.
Teka. Okay. Parang ano yan. Parang kilala ko yung sasabihin mo na yan.
Yeah, I know. Say it. You say it.
Is it RFM?
No.
RFMQ?
Rufa May? No. You dated Rufa May?
Huh?
You dated Rufa May?
Before. Malay ko, ikaw.
No. No, co-host ko naman siya for... Co-host ko siya for you know, several years. I never... No, the... So, I think when Rufa May and I were friends, I think she was banging Billy Joe Crawford. I think. I'm not sure. Billy Joe, if you're listening, I'm sure. But I think there was like one time na nag-invite yata siya or something to her house. She lived in Acropolis, I think is where she lived, if I'm not mistaken. She did, right? Yeah. And I could have sworn, I think like, the Billy Joe was over or some shit. I think I was like, oh no, she's banging Billy Joe right now. I'm like, oh, okay, never mind. But there was never a thing. Like, there was no spark. You know, there's none of that between. We were friends. We're just friends. No, someone else.
JJ.
Yep. Yeah.
Is it JJ?
Yeah, yeah. So I need to know when you dated her.
That's okay.
No, but it wasn't.
Only the two of us, all right?
Yeah, I know. And it wasn't like we were together. We never, like, there was no relationship. It was two different times. Like, there was a early on, I think, closer to when you dated her. And then there was a, you know, 6 years later kind of a hookup thing. Never really a relationship or anything, but I didn't know you, and I don't think I'm almost certain it didn't overlap. Almost certain it didn't overlap or anything, but I think
it's okay.
Okay, are you sure?
Fine with me.
Are you sure?
Because yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because hindi naman ako ano masyado sa mga shows. Hindi ako masyadong alam ko naman na we're just a playground.
Yeah.
And I know that nothing serious. So especially pagka you're doing a movie together. Alam mo yun, just because of the movie lang.
Yeah.
Para lang maging item kayo. So hindi, it's not a big deal.
She was a childhood friend. Childhood friend. Eh. She same birthday. So we grew up together as kids. I don't know if you know
in
that.
LA.
Yeah. We grew up together in Los Angeles as children. So we.
Oh, you know Alan Banson?
No, who's that?
From LA, also the classmate niya rin.
Okay, no. I went to the old boys school, pero yung school niya different. So ano nangyayari yung kasi matalino yun eh, di ba? She's really sharp, like putang na studious. She's dude, Joyce Jimenez is fucking smart, right? If for people who might not know. She's really intelligent. So nung nasa school kami, she would be a part of the group na sobrang taas ng grade. So lumilipat sa ibang class and stuff like that. So that's why she's not even my schoolmate. It's ibang school, but because she was so smart, I think she was like, you know, that's how we kind of connected and knew each other. And then we lost communication, and then we only saw each other on set of SOP. And we were like, wait, parang I know you. It was like that. And we were very close as kids. Really, really close as kids. And it wasn't like nagsusulat pa kami to mailing it to each other and all of that stuff. And I think you guys just broke up when I saw her again. And again, no relationship. Just maybe some dating for a little bit of time. And then I eventually got a girlfriend, or I had, you know, eventually had a girlfriend, stuff like that. And then we lost touch, you know, going into each other's careers. And then maybe like I would say 10 years later, I bumped into her again. This time we were maybe in our early, late 20s, 29, 30 years old. Not like when we were like 22 years old, you know, when we first kind of hooked up. So I was like, you know what, shit, I'm going to finally tell Jay. I think we dated the same girl. But different times. Different times.
Different
times. Yeah, different
times. I think you nauna ka sa akin. Nauna ka sa akin. Kasi sabi mo early 20s mo. Baka nauna ka
Well, this was... So we first kind of hooked up Scorpio Nights 2.
Wala na kami.
So yeah, after you.
Yeah, after.
Yeah. This is immediately like after Scorpio Nights 2. And then again, after maybe like 8 years later. Because we live now. So now at that point, we lived in Eastwood. We both lived in the same area. So that's why we were able, like, oh, you live here too. Oh, you know, and it was kind of, we pretended we nothing happened in the past. And then we started kind of hanging out again a little bit.
Pwede mo naging kasabay dyan si, ano ko, sumulangit ko, si Miko, I think.
Sino?
Si Miko.
Oh, no, this is after Miko. This is even after that. Palanca is what you're talking about, right? Yeah. No, this is after Miko. Yeah. No, I'm pretty sure it was after Miko. But even then, still.
Yeah.
Sorry, brother. You know, just in case.
No. Okay. Nothing serious naman. Di naman talaga ako serious. Kasi, actually, mahabang story. Naawa lang din ako sa kanya. Kasi parang baguha siya rito sa Pilipinas kasi nga, she grew up
In the US.
States. So, yung friend niya, yung sinasabi ko kanina, si Allen Danson, si, may asawa yun, si Ria. Sila tatlo magkakaklase sa back in the States. And then, naiwanan siya rito. Then, just so happened na ako naman, I just broke up with my visitor friendship that time. So, sabi ko, kami naman, MU, na kasundo lang, hindi naman talaga totally may relasyon na magiging
super serious, yeah.
Oh, inalalaya ko lang. So,
yeah.
Yun, nag-debut kami. Yun lang yun. And then, somewhere along the way, na parang you're staying too long here in the Philippines, so you have to choose between your career and your love life.
Yeah.
So, yun, pinili niya ka rin. Yan, wala niya sa akin sa atin. Fine with me. Ako talaga susuporta ang kamito na. Wala naman problema sa akin. Kasi, kung yan ang ano mo, ako sa akin, gusto lang kita mag-move forward. Tapos, pwede na ako uli na maging single. I mean, sarili kong buhay na naman. Ako,
right.
Wala naman yun sa akin. Pero, ang hirap lang kasi, nagpagamit siya na siniraan ako.
No shit. It was a falling out.
Yeah, yes. Correct. Yeah. And sa akin, okay lang. Numiti lang ako.
Yeah.
Tinawanan ko na lang. Parang ang sinabi ko na lang sa sarili ko na, it's okay. Nagginamit mo ako, na tinapakan mo ako, I mean, ginawa mo akong tuntungan para marating mo yung career mo.
Yeah.
Kilala ka as JJ. It's fine with me. Basta't ma-reach mo lang yung goal mo. Fine with me.
Yeah.
Dahil alam ko naman, in a long run, kung sino ang mas qualified sa ating dalawa.
Right.
Pero ako, never ako nag-isip ng dante.
Right.
Anyone. Wala. Basta ako always on a good positive thoughts, vibes na binibigay ko sa kanya.
I didn't know this story. I didn't know this story. That's interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought it was just whatever. It's just one of those things that, you know, it's just a relationship that ended normally like many relationships do. I didn't know that there was a backstory to that. Have you ever been in love? Have you ever been in love with an actress, like a showbiz personality, like is in like talagang you fell in love and you hit hard?
None.
But you hooked up a lot.
Pag trip lang nila. When I was younger.
Yeah. You know, I mean, again, you're macho, dude, and you're a good-looking guy. You know, good. And like you said earlier, foot massage.
Yeah, true. But mostly kasi ako, mas gusto ko kasi talaga yung actual.
Yeah,
Yeah. Kasi, alam mo, mahirap din kasi na pagka-showbiz. Hindi ka sure eh. Kung yeah. ilang kayo o sino-sino.
Yeah, no. And you're 100% right. There's so much sex that goes on in show business. I really wish we can have like a real kind of open, just no holds, no bullshit conversation about how much banging goes on in show business. Back then till now, I don't even know if it's worse now. Maybe it is. Like, worse is probably not even the wrong, that's the wrong word, because it's just sex. I mean, it feels good. People like doing it, whatever, right? But it's there's a lot of it. And it doesn't matter if you're in a relationship. You can have a boyfriend, you can have a wife, you can have a girlfriend, you can have a fucking husband. They don't care. That's what, you know, it's funny. We'll take this next call here in a sec. But that's my only problem with your bubble. You know, the bubble that we were talking about, this movie bubble that we're saying. I feel like if the movie bubble continues, putang ina, daming mo when it comes to the bubble. You have attractive people having to stay together for X amount of weeks with no one else. Oh, yeah. Dun.
But still, meron pa rin. Medyo mayroon pa rin kasi there's a protocol na may nagbabantay.
Yeah.
Meron pa rin na sa mga social distancing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, hindi pa rin. Kasi, may mga nagsusulat. Pero syempre, kung kaya mo naman kausapin yung mga yan, alam mo naman sa Pilipinas, di ba?
Right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we're both vaccinated. Okay, next. Don't forget, everybody. Mahjong Nights is the name of the movie. It comes out on the 12th here of November. We'll take our last call. We'll make it quick here, because so we can get out. Jay, but Jay Manalo's there. Anjeli Kang, Sean De Guzman, Mickey Ferriolds, Arnel Ignacio. Mahjong Nights, November 12th on VivaMax.net. Let's take our last call here. I know we're in Singapore, but who are we? What's your name, sir?
Oh, you can call me John.
John. Hey, John. How old are you?
I'm 39.
39, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody in their 30s who called the show today. Okay, John, this is Jay Manalo. He's on the show here tonight with us. You're in Singapore, and what do you want to talk about, man?
Okay, so basically, right, I don't know how to start it. So basically, my question to you is, how do you get out from being typecast as someone really just for fun?
Are you talking about like girls or boys who look at you as just a guy who's just fucking around?
For fun. No, I'm a gay guy.
You're a gay guy. Okay, got it.
Yeah. So like, I think I messaged you like a year ago, like, how do you move on from my relationship? Like if you are in a lockdown, like, because Singapore was in lockdown, so then now that what I did was basically fun while we're still in lockdown.
Okay, so let's talk about the fun. What does that mean? You were fucking every guy you saw, or fun is in lasinguero? What is fun?
Fun is just having sex with everyone.
Okay, and that's your reputation?
Yeah, most likely now.
And how did the let's kind of get to why
Singapore is very small, and
yeah, no,
the
for
gay
sure.
community
for
is sure. like your gay community is only by online apps.
So you're saying you fucked every gay guy in Singapore that makes you look like you're some like okay, how do I say this? Singapore's a small community, and if you fucked everybody, so you already have a small population, and then an even smaller population of gay men.
Yeah, that's right.
So everybody it's kind of like showbiz. Everybody fucked everybody already. How do you get away from... Jay and I were just talking about this, right? Like, if you fuck every actress, now then nobody trusts you anymore because they think you're some douchebag. If you fuck every guy's going to, you know, think you're some this or that. So the typecast is exactly what you're saying. How do you get out of that? Well, that's tough. Is there a boy that you like that you're trying to impress and he is scared because you're this fuck boy?
Basically, like, there is, but then, like, I know he's, like, he already typecasted me, and then so basically we just move on from that. And then basically it's been a pattern now that, you know, you're trying to impress, but then since you're already like typecast me as someone just for fun, and then, you know, and then you just move on to another next, then I don't basically hindi na ako nagdidwell sa mga taong yun, and just like move on from that. And then now it's like everyone's like, you know, thinks as the guy for fun, and
yeah,
because yeah, it's been what, almost 2 years now, and yeah, and you wanted to get, because I'm turning 40 and you just want to have a serious relationship.
Yeah, you
want to
settle down. Yeah, yeah, you want stability. No, this is a really good question. Jay, have you ever been typecast as anything? Whether it's babaero, whether it's, you know, like I was saying earlier when we first started, Siga or War Freak, were you ever typecast it as?
Well, definitely sa pagiging babaero, because I have a lot of kids. I have 12 kids.
12 kids.
And 16 with women.
Yeah, yeah.
So, dun tayo typecast. So, sa akin, I have nothing to prove to anyone na ako. Kahit na naging ganun ako sa mga naging karelasyon ko, yung mga nanay ng anak ko, kaibigan ko, ultimo yung mga asawa at boyfriend nila, nakakalaro pa ng basketball.
Yeah.
So, in Tagalog, walang masamang pinapay. Dahil yung mga anak ko sa mga mothers ng anak, ng anak ko, nahihiram ko sila before na pag ang birthday ako. So, sama-sama sila, yung mga magkakapat. Nagagawa ko yun. Even the mothers. So, kaibigan ko sila lahat. so, doon tayo talaga. So, ang katunan, kung ano yung nilalabas sa showbiz na babae, babaero, syempre babaero ang ano noon, equal noon, yeah, marami kang anak.
Yeah.
Pero hindi nila alam yung totoong istorya. Ako, kapag relasyon ako, hindi naman ako yung ngayon, nakita tayo, kinabukasan, namundis na kita. Hindi ganun yun. Karelasyon ko sila. Yeah. Hindi karelasyon ko sila. So may 8 years doon, mayroon 2 years doon, mayroon 3 years doon. So, hindi siya yung
one night stand. Right.
Walang ganun. Eh, katulad ng sinabi ko sa'yo, ngayon, I'm with my wife, 21 years na kami. Yun. So, ano, yung wife ko rin, friend niya rin yung mga mother ng mga anak ko.
Yeah.
So, walang ano, wala talagang ano. Ngayon, pag na-typos ka kasi, huwag mo, yeah, katulad ng sinabi mo kanina, mo nakikinig ako nga, maliit yung community, yung population ng Singapore.
Yeah.
Ngayon, siya mismo, anong name niya ulit?
John.
Si John, syempre sa sobrang late yung community dyan, gawin mo muna yan, tulungan mo yung sarili mong mag-vanish lang. Doon lang sa social meeting yung, sa society na yon, na mamiss ka lang nila para mawala na yung ano nila na ganun kang tao. Alam mo yun? Saka ingat din. Kasi katulad ng sinabi mo, mostly kasi ng mga prangka na tayo, nagkakasakit, ay nanggagaling sa ganyang community.
Yeah.
Is that my point? Na, ano, diba?
Do you think people are worried about, like, when they're worried about your quote-unquote fun, do you think they're also worried about, like, okay, this guy fucked everybody, he probably has an STD?
No. Because correct. I'm on prep and very safe. But then it's like, yeah. It's not about having, because even though, like, they're worried, if they're worried about that, they will not still engage sexually. So, no.
So, yeah. Okay. So you're saying they're not worried about that because you're still fucking people like regularly.
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, then I think kind of like how, because we come from a business where your reputation can really get exaggerated. As he was saying regarding, say, women, it could be me regarding shit that I say on the show. Nobody wants to guest here because they're like fucking scared because I'm some tyrant. But when they actually get in, they're like, oh no, that was actually kind of fun. It wasn't so bad. But the reputation is tarnished, diba? I think in your case, like for example, I'm looking at your Instagram. I know, Jay, you can't see this, but I'll just kind of explain it. I'm looking at your Instagram and I may have brought this up the first time you called. It's photo after photo with you flexing. You've got an amazing body. You're fucking ripped, right? And you're, you know, a lot of that, hey, look at me, pictures look at me without my shirt, look at me naka-underwear lang ako, all that stuff. Even though you're a fitness guy, there are going to be people who look at that and go, ay, putang ina, this guy's all about himself or all about fucking other people. You know, if I want to clean my image, I'm going to put some, I'm going to put some clothes on. I'll start with putting clothing on, right? I would start with maybe showing less of my face and things about that I'm experiencing. Like, if you're really an IG guy, and it looks like you're an IG guy, right? You post a lot. I'll start posting about places I go to instead of just me in the gym. Because as much as health is, you know, fitness is a healthy image, you can also easily be typecast as, a putang ina, you know, just he loves himself. You know, and it can get...
Ano mo, hindi kaya yun yung guy na sinasabi ni Katie.
You... It's the same thing, right? Sorry, John, you know, it was our last call. You know, our last call kind of was, you know, maybe connected. But, yeah, but this, I think there are little things you can do. Because I don't want to take out your life, right? I mean, like, if you're really, if social media and all that stuff is a big deal for you, let's just say it is. Because I'm only typecasting you right now based on what I see from your messages. It's a little bit of everything. Stop hooking up with people. Stop the one-night stands. Show people you're slowing down. Show people that you're more than just your looks and your body, that you're changing and you're maturing and you're looking for stability. They only know the John that is sexy, fucking guys, party animal, Singapore's most available gay bachelor, you know, all that stuff. Like, get away from that by showing a different side of you so people can have a different reputation of you. You know, with me, a lot of people don't like me, right? A lot of people think that I'm a piece of shit. A lot of people think I talk a lot of shit. A lot of people think I'm fucking machismis and all that stuff. Yeah. You know how I've slowly been able to kind of get away from that recently? Is because I got married. I have kids. I post about my kids like 90% of the time is only my kids. So what people, if you read the messages, people are like, oh, you've changed. Yeah. They're like, oh, you've changed. You know, honestly, I haven't changed much. This is the same personality. But the image of, hey, I'm stable now. I'm a family man. And I am. I am much more family man now because it's just my kids, my wife. I post about them constantly. I still have the same mindset. I still have a lot of things about me that are still the same because you're not going to change them on overhaul, diba? You're just going to slow down. I've been able to, I think, successfully gone away from aba si mo putana napapaaway lang yan ng artista, you know, all that, to, oh, look at him, family man. Oh, look at him, husband. Oh, look at him, father. So it might take some time, but if you're not a villain, John, all you were was horny. And you fucked around a little bit, but wala ka namang reputation of cheating on your boyfriends or fucking, you know, stealing money or, you know, anything really bad.
Yeah.
It should only take a small amount of time. Just very subtle. Just post about shit that you're interested in and it's not just about yourself.
Okay.
Calm down on the selfies. Put a shirt on. Put a goddamn shirt on, John. You're shirtless every photo.
Yeah.
You've got an amazing body. For 39 years old, my God, you look like you're 25. Honestly, you fucking muscles everywhere. Yeah, congratulations. But if I'm looking for a boyfriend, if I was a gay guy, I'm looking for a boyfriend. I look at your photo, I'm like, I'm staying away from that guy. Or maybe I'll fuck him, but he's not going to be my boyfriend because he's probably fucking every guy every week. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it starts there. I know social media is not everything, but I'll tell you right now, it's a pretty powerful reputation builder and reputation breaker. And I would start a little bit there. Singapore, a very small community, as you know. So that's a little part. The other part is when you go out at night, don't look like you're hanging out, like fucking grabbing ass and all that. Just you know, calm, collective, professional. And people will take notice.
Yeah.
All right,
thank
brother.
You.
Yeah, good luck, man. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
And don't forget, vivamax.net for all you guys out there in Singapore. Thank you. Thanks, brother. Bye bye. Yeah, man. Fucking reputation. Jay, I got to thank you for being here, man. I appreciate it. It's so nice to see you. It's so nice to touch base with you. I know I know it's been a long show, but I hope you had fun and just kind of hanging out. Yeah. All right, cool.
Nandito ka na sa Pinas, kaya dito tayo.
Yeah, I think I should be there. I should be there this coming, if not like April or June, because, you know, my wife, obviously her family's there, so we'll probably visit real soon. I want to congratulate you, though, on still just a strong career, you know, still firing out movies. Mahjong Nights is the most recent one. It's going to be available on vivamax.net on November 12th of this year. It looks like to be, you know, a great, great film that, I'm looking at the posters right now. I'm looking at the synopsis. Looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. For people out there who want to watch this movie, Mahjong Nights, or any kind of movie on Viva, Jay's movies, you can subscribe online by going to vivamax.net. You can get as subscriptions as low as 29 pesos. I got 29 pesos. It's like you can't even buy a burger for 29 bucks, and yet you can watch your favorite movies, all of them, as much as you can, as little as 29 bucks for 3 days. You get the best viewing quality, as Viva Max is now compatible with TV casting. It's super affordable, more ways to subscribe, more time to watch all you can. And don't forget, it is available in so many countries. And if you're listening in the US or Canada, it's coming to you guys in the next week. But if you're in Hong Kong, Taiwan, Thailand, Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, which we just spoke to, Japan, South Korea, Macau, Vietnam, Brunei, Maldives, Australia, New Zealand, which we also spoke to, the Middle East, a lot of Middle East listeners, you guys, vivamax.net, and of course, Europe, do check it out. Jay, brother, man, dude, super great to have you and to talk to you and to reminisce about so many things. Salamat, buddy.
Salamat.
Sige. All right.
God bless.
Yeah, right. Likewise. And stay safe. And I'll see you soon. All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight here on the show. We'll see you guys tomorrow for more of the podcast. Good Times with Mo, the podcast, year 10, episode 157 with Jay Manalo. And I'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day, everybody. Bye.
Worldwide, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcasts. Have a question? Message Mo on Twitter or Instagram at DJ Mo Twister. Or check out GTWN Podcast on Facebook.